The beloved Third Street Ale Works is born again. On the line with me is Kyle Riggle. He is one of the managing partners for Third Street Ale Works. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Third Street has a long history in Santa Rosa. Were you always a patron of Third Street Ale Works?
Yeah, you know, we grew up in Santa Rosa, and I have two older brothers, and they turned 21 before me. And so, yeah, we spent a lot of time at Third Street Ale Works playing pool upstairs. And, you know, it's kind of the first of its kind, that first brew pub around here. And so we quickly fell in love with it as a family, and it was kind of that regular spot we would go celebrate things.
Right on. And when the pandemic hit, of course, things changed pretty rapidly and drastically for all businesses, but definitely for places where people would go and gather and hang out, like Ale Works. It went then through some changes. At what point did you and your partners see that there was an opportunity to step in?
Yeah, Chris, the old owner, had reached out toward the end of last year. And so we started to evaluate the opportunity and kind of got through our due diligence in April of this year, and then closed on the transaction in May. And so, you know, since then we have been really focused on the brand and identity, and making sure that we brought something to life that was original. And a change of format, getting out of the 4-pack 16-ounce cans and going back into 12-ounce 6-packs that are boxed.
So why did you make that change to the smaller format? What do you think how is it appealing to a beer drinker?
Yeah, I think, you know, traditionally that's how we have always drinking beer. I think, you know, what's new is the 4-pack 16-ounce cans. But I think, you know, we can tell a better story visually through these box six packs. And so by going back into kind of that original format, we were able to put it in boxes, and we think it shows a lot nicer in grocery stores. You know, our distributors also, you know, really like that format, because I think their customers really like that format because it shows better on shelves.
Right on. And how wide is your distribution right now?
Yeah, right now we cover 16 counties, up through Butte County and down through San Francisco. And we're looking to expand that. We're in discussions with a few more distributors that will help us get more coverage in the East Bay. And then, you know, our hope is to get down south where there are a lot of beer drinkers.
There's beer drinkers everywhere. It's pretty great.
That's true. Yeah, for sure.
Now, the look is quite different. Of course, those who remember the old Third Street Ale Works know that it had sort of a surfer vibe, and that sort of informed some of the way the brand was marketed. Tell me about this new marketing strategy.
Yeah, you know, I think what we're looking to do, because we don't have a brew pub and we don't have a place where people can come enjoy the beer in person, you know, we're really looking to meet the community where they are. And so you'll see us at a lot of events like Beer Fest. Tomorrow we're pouring in Sacramento at the 30-year anniversary of the California Brewers Fest. And, you know, we're looking to roll out a block party type of event, and we don't really have all the details around it yet, but you know, it's an opportunity for us to host a family-friendly event where people can enjoy our beer. And so, you know, beyond that, we are sales and marketing people at our core, and so, you know, we're gonna turn it up on social media, and you're gonna see us digitally as loud as you see us kind of physically.
Nice. Can you describe what your cans look like now?
Yeah, totally. You know, we really leaned into the primary colors, and we're using a nice yellow, blue, and red that kind of define the different beer types. And we've actually are using new technology to digitally print directly on the cans. So it's something that you don't see from other beer companies, which give it kind of a unique look.
Yeah, that is fun. Wow. Is that cost effective for you?
Yeah, actually, it brings the cost down quite a bit, and it also brings the labor down because we're taking a process that used to be two steps, meaning you would receive the can and then apply a sticker traditionally, down to just one. So the can actually delivers into Santa Rosa already printed and branded.
Wow, that's really cool. All right, I'm going to admit something here, Kyle. I am a Third Street regular.
I love that.
I actually met my husband there 20 years ago.
No way.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that is incredible. How do we honor you?
You know what? Awesome. I never had a beer named after me or my husband, so there's always that. You could do that. But but I do want to ask, as a regular who loved going there, just like you and your family would love to go there, you know, and celebrate and just hang out and, you know, socialize. It was a great place in a perfect location for many years. Is there any inkling that you might have a pub again?
Yeah, no, totally. It's not off the table, you know. It's something that we're not going to do right now, but it's definitely something that we have our eye on and something that we all really want to do. I think what we want to be considerate of is the fact that it's a lot of work and a big overhead to bring on to a company that we're trying to relaunch. And so I think for us, we were able to enjoy that pub for so long, and we have so many memories there. And it was really, you know, it was led through the juice. Like the beer has always been good, and that's kind of what kept us going back there. And so we want to give an opportunity for the beer to kind of speak for itself, get out as far and wide as we possibly can. And yes, hopefully we will find a spot on a Third Street. To open up another pub or even if it's not doing food, open up a tasting room.
Yeah, that's great. And then speaking of the beer, they are award-winning recipes that you're using. So what was that like to sort of page through the recipe book?
Oh my gosh, it's been one of the most fun process because it's like, you know, they're like on like note paper that you would carry to your class in high school, you know? And it's funny because it's like there's beer stains and coffee stains and it's been incredible. You can see the different brewers throughout the years because the handwriting's a little different. And so it's been a really, really fun process. And it's something that honestly has brought us all together around because we'll like point to one and be like, oh my gosh, I've had that. I like totally forgot about that beer. And you know, one of the ones that we all enjoyed and people have really come out and asked for it is the Bombay Rouge. And so as we go into our 30-year anniversary next year, we'll look to start rebrewing some of those classics and bring them back kind of on a quarterly basis.
Love it. I vote for Blarney Sisters. Bring that back.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's one of the most well-awarded beers in the country. So yeah. It's definitely something we're going to bring back.
Very cool. Who is brewing for you right now?
So we've actually, we have a couple different brewers. You know, instead of taking this approach where it's like, hey, we're all in at this contract brewer, we instead have identified brewers locally that do specific styles really well, and we've contracted them for those specific styles.
Are you allowed to say who they are, or do you want to keep them secret?
Yeah, no, I think we'll keep that one under wraps.
Okay. All right. Well, Kyle, it was great chatting with you as a former longtime fan and actually still current fan of Third Street Ale Works. It is very exciting to see it back and thriving, and cannot wait to crack open a can at the next time I shop at the supermarket. Like, not in the supermarket, but, you know, once I buy it, yeah. Bring it home.
Hey, it's on ad at Oliver's right now. So,
sweet.
You know, if you're in Oliver's this week, our six packs for the Bodega and the Puddle Jumper are $10.99, and our Pilsner is $9.99 for a six pack of 12-ounce cans. So go get it while it's hot. It's not going to last very long.
Right on. Kyle Riggle is one of the managing partners of the newly reborn Third Street Ale Works. What is your website?
It is www.drink03st.com.
Drink03st.com. But if you looked up Third Street Ale Works, it would pop up, right?
Yep, and the old thirdstreetaleworks.com will also take you to the new website, and then you can find us on social at drink03st.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kyle. It was great chatting.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.